In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will become of that 7 billionth baby as it grows up. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, an advocate for home ownership. More at houselogic.com/homeownership. Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com. And Angie's List with reviews on local contractors and doctors in 500 categories, with ratings based only on member feedback. Angie'sList.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, and Big Bongo. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager, Jessica McLeod. Our intern is Hannah Withers. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Thanks to Joshua Lingenfelter and Karen Steele and everyone at Clues Memorial Hall at Butler University. B.J. Lidman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Shillog, Eva Waltrover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will become of that 7 billionth baby? Roxanne Roberts.
Lucky 7 billion, who will turn out to be a wizard numbers, will balance the U.S. budget, save the euro, and finally determine if calories count if you eat standing up.
Ryan Babylon.
By the time that kid goes to college, tuition will be $7 billion.
And Tom Baudet.
An unplanned teen pregnancy leads to the birth of the 8 billionth child. Then after 20 years in a happy marriage, she'll give birth to the 9 billionth child.
If the 7 billionth baby does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Roxanne Roberts, Brian Babylon, Tom Baudet. Thanks to Richard Miles, everyone at WFYI. Thanks to our fabulous crowd here at the Clues Memorial Hall in Indianapolis, capital of the Indiana Empire. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.